Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the sermon title for today? Taking Care of Business. Based on our gospel reading today from Luke 2, these verses. And when Jesus' parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" I invite you to open up your handout, follow along in your sermon outline as we consider the theme, taking care of business. Well, the Canadian rock and roll band BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, wrote and performed in 1974 a song that's fun to sing, has a catchy tune, memorable words, and has stood the test of time. The song, of course, is Taking Care of Business. Permit me to share just a few of the words of this song. You get up every morning from your alarm clock's warning and take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above and people pushing, people shoving, and the girls who try to look pretty. If your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me. I'm self-employed and I love to work at nothing all day. And I'll be taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime. In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 2, we find both Jesus, the 12-year-old boy, and his parents, Mary and Joseph, taking care of business. Being a parent means a whole life of taking care of business. This business includes providing for your children's physical needs. 1 Timothy 5, verse 8 says this, "If anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." Note St. Paul's strong words here. Not taking care of your children and your family is a denial of your Christian faith. But the business of a parent is also to take care of their children's spiritual needs. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says this, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The passage is quite clear. The spiritual habits and priorities that parents and grandparents speak about, model, and demonstrate will teach their children the spiritual habits and priorities they are to take into their adult lives. But as we try to take care of business as parents and grandparents, there are challenges. We can become physically separated from our children. Work too many long hours. Fill the calendar with too many activities. Find it much easier to plop the child down in front of an electronic device than to have face-to-face time with them. Buy them things to keep them occupied rather than giving them what they really need, ourselves and our time. In today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 2, Mary and Joseph became physically separated from young Jesus. Let's read again just a few verses. The child Jesus grew and his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to the custom. When the feast was ended, as they were returning, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents did not even know it, But supposing him to be in the group, they went a day's journey. But then they began to search for him among their relatives and acquaintances. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. That's an understatement. They searched for him. Imagine the scene. Mary and Joseph would have made the long trip from Nazareth to Jerusalem with many other people, sort of like a road trip, like a caravan, with friends and the family. And after being there for the festival of Passover, which lasted many days, on the way home, they just assumed that Jesus was with them, likely playing with many of the other children in the caravan trip on the way back home. But one full day into the return trip home, Jesus is nowhere to be found. Mary and Joseph return to Jerusalem, another full day trip back, and search for Jesus. And the text says they looked for him for 3 days. There is likely no more hopeless feeling for a parent than one who has lost a child. Who here has ever lost a child or been separated from them for a period of time? Now, although it happened over 50 years ago, I remember clearly the panic on my mother and father's faces when my younger brother, then age 5, went missing for 3.5 hours from our home in Spokane, Washington. But later, their faces had both tears and laughter when he was found 2 miles away from home, searching for a runaway turtle that had escaped his little shoebox. I guess baby brother figured he owned a very fast turtle. But we can also become spiritually separated from our children. Remember the prodigal son in Luke 15, he took his inheritance. He left his home. He left his loving father. He lost his dignity. He lost his faith. He ended up eating with and sleeping with pigs. But much worse than his physical separation was his spiritual separation from his father. And one of the most beautiful verses in this whole Bible is verse 20 of Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son. In fact, it's so precious that I have chosen this single verse as the theme verse for my own funeral. Listen to what it says. While the son was still a far ways off, his father saw him, had compassion on him, ran to him, threw his arms around his neck, and kissed him. The story is a parable, but here we are shown the very heart of God. He is our loving Father who has never given up on us. Are you hearing me this morning? He is your loving Father who has never given up on you. No matter what you have done, no matter how far from His arms you have strayed, He comes running to us to throw His arms around our neck and to kiss us and to welcome us home. Let me ask you this morning, where are you spiritually in this new year, 2016? Where are your children and your grandchildren spiritually? This is an important question, whether they or you are 10 years old, 18 years old, 30 years old, 50 years old, 70 years old, or 90 years old. You, yes, you, and your children, and your grandchildren are God's precious sons and daughters. Your Father in heaven has come running to each of us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus' Bethlehem manger and His Calvary cross and His empty tomb show us how far God will run to come to us, to love us, to forgive us, to bring us back home. He has never given up on you. Please never give up on any of your loved ones. In Jesus' life and His death and His resurrection, we see clearly what is the business our Heavenly Father is taking care of. Jesus Himself put it this way. If you were to ask Jesus, what does it mean, Jesus, that you are taking care of business? Here's what He said. Jesus said, "For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and to save those who are lost." Now back to today's Luke Gospel reading. Here we see young Jesus, even at age 12, taking care of His Father's business. Listen to the text. After 3 days, Jesus' parents found Him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them, asking them questions. And all who heard Him teach were amazed at His understanding and His answers. And when His parents saw Him, they were astonished. And His mother said to Him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been searching for you in great distress." And He said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" And so in the Jerusalem temple at age 12, at the usual age our boys and girls are in confirmation class, Jesus is explaining and discussing Holy Scripture to Bible scholars and religious leaders. Don't you wish you could have been there to listen? I wonder what He was saying, what Bible passage He was explaining, what truth He was making clear. By the way, after this incident in Holy Scripture, the Bible is silent about the life of Jesus until 20 years later, He is a grown man, with eyes and heart fixed firmly toward the cross and the empty tomb. So some 20 or 21 years after Jesus was a boy in the temple, Jesus was taking care of His Father's business at the cross of Calvary. This business was defeating the powers of sin and death and devil for you. This business was paying for the sins of the world. This business was dying for you in your place. This business was making you, O sinner, right with a holy and almighty God. This business was opening up for you the very gates of heaven. What is His business now in and through the church? Make no mistake, Jesus is here as He promised He would be, with His people who are gathered in His name. He is here in His word preached, in His word taught. He is here in the waters of holy baptism. He is here today in a special way in the body and blood, the bread and wine of Holy Communion. He is here where His people are gathered in His name. And what business is He taking care of? He is here to strengthen the faith of believers. He is here to draw unbelievers back to the very heart of God. He is here delivering to all who call upon His name the utter and complete forgiveness of our sins. He is helping us by His indwelling Spirit in our hearts to live as God's children in this increasingly godless age. He is encouraging and equipping families to be as happy and faithful people. He is here to prepare us for all eternity. The Christian church is the only place where Jesus is here doing that kind of business. That's why you're encouraged by your pastor again and again to be faithful in such things like Sunday school and Bible class and worship attendance, to make a priority for yourself and for your family these holy things, because here Jesus is keeping his word and taking care of business to deliver to us the gifts of God that God promised would be ours. And what about your future? Jesus' business is to one day bring you and your children and all whom you love to the Father's house in heaven forever and ever. Amen. And thank God today that our Lord Jesus, in the words of the BTO song, that our Lord Jesus is indeed taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way, and that he is taking care of business for you in the name of Jesus. Amen.